And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can email us questions to Arthur, the great plastic surgeon, said renowned, but you're even better than renowned. You're great. The great plastic surgeon, Arthur Perry. Arthur, the Allergan company got the FDA okay to start marketing its gummy bear breast implant. Is this better for the women? Does it hold shape better? Does it do something better? Does it feel better? Does it have less side effects? Why is it called gummy bear anyway?
Mike, this is actually a fairly important thing. I mean, it sounds trivial, right? A new breast implant. But for women who, let's say, need breast reconstruction, this is a big deal. And also, just for cosmetic reasons, it's a big deal. Let me tell you about this implant. Now we're into the 50th year of breast implants, Mike. In fact, 2012, we had that big party. Remember, you and I had that party about the 50th anniversary of breast implants? You don't remember that one? Well, it was a big deal with plastic surgeons. But the implants up until this point have been silicon gel. And that gel, I always say to patients, whatever shape your breast has before the augmentation, it's going to have that same shape after the augmentation. It's just going to be magnified. And that was what we said with the regular gel implants. That all changes as of last Wednesday, because Allergan now got approval for their new gummy bear implant. That's right, the gummy bear. Why do they call it gummy bear? Well, I know that you've eaten a gummy bear or two in your life, Mike, and you told me that you
I have tried gummy bear DHA, which is the omega-3 fat. It has a gummy bear version for kids, because it improves their IQ, and it actually is a one. It seemed fine. It did have more sugar than I wanted in it. And today, actually, Bayer aspirin, or the aspirin manufacturer of Bayer makes multivitamins, and they have a one a day multivitamin, but it's actually two a day, which is the way you should get it. So you can take one gummy bear in the morning and one gummy bear in the afternoon. It has about 2 grams of sugar per gummy bear, so you stay under the limit if you have only one an hour, or especially if you have it after some walnuts, and you can get half of the I believe, in a morning and night multivitamin. Of course, they're a sponsor, but morning and night is the way you should have the multivitamins, and this works because it's half a gummy bear, so I tried one today. So you caught me on the day I tried it.
All right. Well, the gummy bear, those are those, you, all of those people out there listening, you remember from when you were a kid or Halloween, gummy bears are those chewy candy, you know, and if you chew into them, they're just sticky enough to pull out your filling. So the dentists love those. Well, but the important thing with breast implants is that these gummy bears, it's that same, the scientific word is viscosity. It's it's between a solid and a liquid. There are degrees of gel, and then you get harder and harder gels. Well, these gels in these new breast implants hold their shape, and that's the key thing. And they're also called formed shell implants or formed shape implants. So when those implants are in the body, they have the shape, as opposed to your breast has the shape. And your breast then assumes the shape of the implant. It's an enormous change in the concepts of putting implants or volume expansion of breasts. And again, before this, we had to use implants that became the shape, whatever it was. If it wasn't so good, then we had to alter the shape of your breast. So we did breast lifts and we removed skin and we tried to shape the breast. But now we have this implant that has a good shape, and the breast skin and the breast tissue conforms around that. That's why this is important, Mike. And it's important for breast reconstruction patients, patients who have had cancer and need a reconstruction and have no shape whatsoever to their breasts. But it's also important for women who have very small breasts or misshapen breasts. So I did one of these this past week. I used one of the other companies. That's Sientra. There's now two in the game. And I used that implant in a woman who had had a giant breast biopsy. So it was almost like a reconstruction, but she had very poor shape to her breasts. And I used those implants to shape her breasts. And they do a great job. It, again, it's a different concept, but it is fairly earth-shaking to plastic surgeons. It really is, Mike.
So by earth-shaking, you mean the shape is... Now, how do you determine what shape, and do you ever do just one breast? In other words, people get reconstruction from mastectomies from or things that remove cancer. How do you determine, do they hold their shape? How long do they hold their shape? How long has this gummy bear breast been tested for?
Well, you know, it's new, but that doesn't mean the implant is new. How's that? The new FDA approval, which was just this past Wednesday for Allergan, that's something new. But honestly, the company has been working on this implant, and it's been around the world for 20 years. So sounds new, but they're not really new. So they do have a fair amount of data. But even with that, the FDA has required the Allergan company to follow 3,500 women for 5 years with these implants and another 2,000 women for 10 years to determine just exactly what does happen. You know, how does the shape, what happens to the shape, and what happens to the implant over the years. The implants are not particularly new, although they're new now in the United States. So does that answer your question, Mike? I know it was a compound question.
I think so.
Wait, I have a question. So if I came to you and was like, Dr. Perry, I want to have breast implants, is this something that you would recommend?
Well, you know, it depends. Now, interestingly, this implant can only be placed in...
Is this something you'd recommend? She doesn't mean for her. She means, would you recommend this type of implant? Bridget is actually beautiful and looks perfect and doesn't need anything.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, first of all, Bridget, you have to be 22 years old to have this implant. The FDA has placed that rule on this.
So that you're
15, 16?
22.
All right. Okay. So you have to be 22. There are now three implants, and it all depends on your shape and the volume of your breast. So there's a saline implant. That's silicone on the outside and salt water on the inside. That's one implant that we now have. We have still the old implant, which is just fine for a lot of people. And then we have this new implant. So the plastic surgeon's job is now significantly more difficult because we really have to examine the breast very carefully. And not only do we have to look at volume, but we have to look at the shape of the breast. We actually did not have to consider that before because there was no implant that made a difference. Whether we used saline or whether we used silicone gel, it did not make a difference. Now the shape does make a difference. So we have to look carefully, and decide whether or not a shaped implant is important for you. So the job is a little more complex, and there's going to be a learning curve, by the way, for the plastic surgeons. Many of us are familiar with the concepts already, but it's going to take a little bit of time until we work out all the details of this particular implant. So I wouldn't know, and please keep your clothes on in the studio. We don't want any of those things here.
No, but what I heard, what I heard you say, though, is that we really don't have long-term data on this yet.
Not in this country, Mike, but the company does have in other countries.
How long is the data in the other countries?
They've been around in Brazil and other countries for over a decade, type of implant.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about what Oscar has to do with your skin and also laser surgery suing the technician, not the doctor, but the doctor gets it in the end, so to speak, pays in the end, and how you can protect yourself. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Arthur Perry in the YouBeauty.com segment, giving us all the straight stuff. We'll be right back.
Great. Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.